Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It is time to cast off words and darkness.
Yes, it is. It is time once again for It Is Time. This is a timely broadcast in the times of the Gentiles, for the times and seasons in which we live, speaking to you the clarity of truth and the Word of God. Yeah. My name's Ed Gutfeld. Good to be with you. I'm glad you're here. And we're here to build people up, edify them, and see God reign in their life. And it's wonderful when that happens. It's wonderful when we're a part of it. Hey, you know, if any time during the broadcast or any of the programs that you're hearing, you hear something you'd like to connect with us, our email address is vccmarin@gmail.com, vccmarin@gmail.com. We call the program It Is Time because it is time. And Ephesians 5:14 says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. And if you don't know they're evil, my. Where have you been? But they certainly are. But we have an antidote for that. It's called redemption. It's called the blood of Jesus. And so I like songs that speak about time. And we have a great program lined up. We have a theme of God's protection. I saw something that I read, and it just really struck my heart. But before we get there, let's go to a song that Steve Mitchinson has written and sings, and it's called It's Time. It's time for the reign of God. Oh, yeah. Stand up straight. Lift your hands up. Enjoy it, because it's time.
It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time for authority. It's time for your majesty. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. In these days of wars and famines, in these days when hearts grow cold, in these days of growing darkness, there's a story. Key.
That's right, it's time. Steve Mitchison, and that's a great song. Anytime, any way you slice it, it's a great song. It's time for the reign of God. There's never been a time probably in the history of the world that it's time for the reign of God, because we certainly need it. Hey, I was telling you that we're reading an article, and I heard a prophecy that said the world is in serious trouble. And this is a kind of an article by Pastor George Parsons, or Pearsons, and the world is in serious trouble. And he says this is the first sentence that he heard from a prophetic word that was given last year. The sobering message continued. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world. Very difficult times in a lot of places. They are that way now, but they will not get better. They will continue to get worse and worse and worse. And it's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. Boy, that's a sobering message, isn't it? And, you know, say, well, are you a prophet of doom and gloom? Of course not. But there's some realities we have to face, that we are in the times and seasons where things are in a desperate situation. He goes on to say, we have all witnessed a number of very serious world events since this word was delivered. There are dangerous times. These are dangerous times we live in. There are dangerous things financially. There are dangerous things in the earth because of the earth's weighed under a gross weight of sin. And there's no doubt that this is exactly what has been taking place, that the earth is laboring under this stress of sin. But he goes on to say, but there is good news. You and I do not live under the dominion, rule, or control of the curse. We have been redeemed from devastation and destruction. We are not subject to these times. Psalm 31:15 says, my times are in your hand. Isn't that good news? Our lives are in his hands. Jesus paid the full price for our protection in times like these. At 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. And of course, Galatians 1:4, one of my favorite scriptures, reveals that it's God's will for us to be delivered from this present evil world. And so Jesus doesn't pray that he takes us out of the world, but he keeps us from the evil that's in it. And certainly the curse is evil. And you know, with a word like that, you know, there's things happening in the earth that's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. No, the world can't, but the church is here to be salt and light. We are here to give salt and light to a world that is in darkness. This is our mission in dangerous times. That's the name of the article by Pastor Pearsons. And you know, it's just something in my heart that says, you know, that reminds me of something that in the book of Exodus, when God spoke to Moses and said, I want you to go talk to that guy. His name's Pharaoh, and I want you to go tell him, you let my people go. Now, see, this was between Pharaoh and God. This wasn't between Moses and God, or rather Moses and Pharaoh. This is between God and Pharaoh. Learn something here. This is rich. You know, God takes things personally. And if we will get on his side, we know God's on our side in this regard. He sent his son to the cross. That's already been done. So God has already made up his mind. He loves us. God's already made up his mind. I'm going to redeem you. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to change. So God, in essence, has come over to our side by sending his son to the earth. He's come on our side. Now we got to go on his side. And the Bible said that, you know, whoever shall confess with their mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in their heart God raised him from the dead, they shall be saved. And again, God puts his spirit in us, and our spirit cries, Abba, Father. And so we come onto that side. But here's the thing. When God spoke to Moses and said, hey, you go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And in Exodus we have an account of Moses going to Pharaoh. And in Exodus 9, the plagues started coming. And the Lord said that he'll sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall be nothing die that is of the children of Israel. In Exodus 9:6, the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died not. And in Exodus 9:26, it says, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail when the plague of hail came. Well, what's happening here? Well, God's making a distinction. He's making a distinction between one side and the other side. And so why is God making a distinction? He's making a distinction because this is it's his prerogative. This is his people. God wants to do in the earth, he wants to protect his people. And so we need to understand something, that when God, you know, he gives his word, that he wants to back it up and he wants to perform his word. And God told, he said, Moses, you go to Pharaoh and tell him that the God of the Hebrews says, let my people go that they may serve me. See, this is between God and Pharaoh. And if you refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon the cattle and the field, the horses and the asses and the camels, upon the oxen and the sheep. And God said, hey, I'm going to have to deal with you. And the Lord, it says here in verse 4, the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. In other words, he'll make a distinction. God's making a distinction here. And so he did that. God made a distinction. And then it goes on to say in Exodus 10, there was a plague of darkness. And it says that they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. It was so dark you couldn't even get out of your house or leave your home. You couldn't even see inside the home. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Exodus 11, 6 and 7. And there shall be a great cry throughout the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against all the children of Israel, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue. If you ever needed a protection from dogs, it's right here in Exodus chapter 11. Against man or beast, that you may know how the Lord hath put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. See, that's what God's saying. Now watch this. In Exodus 12:13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. God's saying, I make a distinction between, and the distinction's where the blood is. Amen. And the blood has not lost its power. And finally, one more scripture in Malachi 3:18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and them that serves him not. Boy, make up your mind today to serve God, to serve the living God. Wow, that's what we want to do. We want to serve the living God. And that's where the great rewards are. That's where the protection is. It's foolish to not serve God. Yeah, he says, between him that serves God and between him that serves him not. You know, I just love serving God. I'll be an usher. I'll be a greeter. I'll be a children's worker. It doesn't matter to me. I'll work in the parking lot. Anything to be involved with God's church. You know, not church, but God's work in the church. Because you know what it's all about? It's about touching people. It's about touching hearts. You know, we need people to rise up and take serious this call of God on their life. And so God is giving a distinction. And if you'll rise up and say, you know, Lord, I want to be like that. Well, the ones that got in the house and the blood was on the house and the angel of death came, and guess what happened? That angel of death slew all the firstborn, and the people of God, you know, they went to their neighbors and said, hey, we're going on a trip. You want to help us? And they gave them their silver and their gold. And then they were running away. And you know the story. Pharaoh got so upset. He says, I'm going to let him go. And then he changes his mind. He says, I can't let these people. This is free labor. I've been getting all this free work for 400 years. And I'm not going to let these people go. And he goes after them. And Moses and the people of God are running away. And they hit the Red Sea. And God tells him to lift up his rod in his hand, and the sea splits, and God's people cross the Red Sea. And by the time Pharaoh's army got there, children of Israel had already crossed the Red Sea. But all of Pharaoh's army was swallowed up in the Red Sea. Then sang Moses, the children of Israel, in Exodus 15, this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider hath he thrown into the sea. This is the part. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. My goodness, Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. You know, all the things that come against us, they're not coming against us, they're coming against God, and God takes it personally. Remember when Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus, he said, Saul, why do you persecute me? He didn't say, why do you persecute those little Christians? He said, why do you persecute me? You see, when you become one with Christ, God becomes your father. My father's God, and I will exalt him. Wow, that's powerful. And we need to have that kind of a mindset. The Song of Moses, Aaron Keyes has written a song called The Song of Moses. And it's a powerful song. It's about the protection of the Lord in the Song of Moses, what we just talked about. Let it minister to you.
Oh, the Lord, our strength and song.
Amen.
Highest praise to him belongs. Christ the Lord, our conquering King. Your name we raise, your triumph sing. Praise the Lord, our mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By his hand we stand in victory, and by his name we overcome. Though the storms of hell pursue, in darkest night
By his name we overcome. God is a man of war, and we need a warrior, a mighty warrior. He reigns forever. He reigns forever. Somebody says, that's what I don't like about the Bible. It's so full of war, and what we need is something peaceful in our life. Well, you know, I agree with you. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and you don't see Jesus out stabbing anybody, but God will defend his own. And if you think the world does not need defending, all you got to do is look at the Twin Towers. All you got to do is look around the world. There's people that will kill, steal, and destroy no matter what. But thanks be to God, he will fight for his own. And I'm not going to be one of those that walk around and say, well, you know, I'm just a person for peace. Well, I am a person for peace, and certainly about that. But I'm not going to allow myself to be just absolutely run roughshod by the wicked one. And, you know, somebody said, well, if God is so merciful and God's so wonderful, then how come all this mayhem is going on in the earth? I like what Reinhard Bonnke said. He said that, you know, he said, somebody said to him, well, the blood of Jesus has so much power, then how come so many people are suffering in the earth? And he said, well, sir, the soap has a lot of power too, but you have to use it in order for it to make you clean. And you have to apply the soap. And there's a lot of people that may need to use some soap. Well, they just haven't applied it. The same thing's true about the blood. God wants to, he wants to protect his people. You know, that prophetic word, part of that prophetic word I did not share, the last part of it was that everything is going to be all right with the household of faith. That's right. Everything's going to be all right with the household of faith. God's going to take care of his people. And the people of God need to take care of each other. And so we are in a day and hour where we can be very thankful that Psalm 91 is still true today, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. No weapon formed against us can prosper. And this is a mighty song again by Aaron Keyes called Dwell. And we need to understand that God is the God of Psalm 91. He's still the same God today. And he's going to take care of those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord.
Though a thousand may fall at my side, though the enemy war against me, I will not fear the terror by night. I will hide in the shadow of your wings. I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield in my in the Lord. You have set me securely on high. You deliver me out of darkness. And when evil surrounds my life, you prosper. says the Lord. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord.
I think we need to get that in our hearts. No weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. You know, this song goes on, and I just want to back it up a little bit, because I think we need to hear it. I think we need to hear it again. No weapon formed against me will prosper. If you're listening, if you're paying attention, there's something God is saying here. No weapon formed against me will prosper. That's not just something you want to put on a plaque. That's something you want to keep in your heart. That's something you want to say again and again and again. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You know, how many times can you say that? It's rich. Somebody said, well, you know, let's move on. No, no, no. No weapon formed against me will prosper. This is called meditating in the Word. You see, that's right out of the Bible. No weapon. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We need to just get that in our spirit, that there's no weapon formed against me that can prosper. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Keep saying it. Join with me. No weapon formed against me will prosper.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord.
Let's agree with God. Come on. No weapon formed against us.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord. I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
You, Lord, we will not be afraid. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We're going to trust in the Lord. We're going to keep trusting in the Lord no matter what happens, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We dwell there. That's where we live. You know, in World War II, especially the War of Britain, they had bunkers and that people would go down into shelters, bunkers down in basements in the city. While the city was being bombed, people would go down to these places in the middle of the night lots of times and just have to leave their house and go down to these shelters, and the bombs would fall on England, but the people would be spared. And a lot of people, you know, like today, they think there's no place for shelter. Yes, there is. There's shelter in God to keep you from losing your mind, to keep you from going crazy, to keep you from losing your temper. And when things get tough, some people have killed themselves because of the financial woes that have happened. There's a lot of things we used to trust in America that we can't trust in anymore. People say, you know, if you put your money in this stock and that stock, it'll be there for 30 years. And it doesn't happen that way anymore. There's a lot of things that, you know, the goalposts keep moving. But there is a shelter in the Most High God. And His ways never change. His laws of sowing and reaping never change. Give and it shall be given unto you again. You don't have to fall prey to the doubt and unbelief that this world is living in. you can find yourself in the secret place of the Most High God. And while the bombs are falling, and they truly are falling, find yourself in a secret place. Don't start wandering around the city. You're going to get hit. But praise God, if you'll put on the armor of God and put on the mind of Christ, you'll realize God has a strong tower for us. 2 Samuel 22:3-4, God, the God of my rock, hallelujah, in him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. You save me from the violence of the violence. I will call upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Wow. The God of my rock. That's right. My refuge, my savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You are our strong tower, God. Oh, this is the news voice. Strong tower. Yes, he is.
Strong and mighty, strong to save us, like a fortress.
He is our strong tower.
Strong tower.
Yes, he is. God is our strong tower. We can run to that strong place and know that we're going to be taken care of. He is amazing. He's amazing. You know, the whole purpose of this program is to edify people, to keep people built up. The Bible said, exhort one another today while it's still called today. We need strong exhortation. The voice is coming from most of the media is detrimental to your spirit, detrimental to your spiritual health, because the world doesn't know. The world doesn't know where the resources really are. God knows where they are. And so we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we have to work amongst people and be salt and light and be filled with the joy of the Lord for a witness. But we, when it comes to getting our resources, we get them from heaven. And that's what the 23rd Psalm is all about. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. And, you know, with the pressure of finances and the pressure of all these other things coming upon the earth right now, we need a place where we can just lift our hands up and know that we have a Father who's greater than all these circumstances. And not only that, but He gives us favor, and He'll show us where the gold and the silver is. He'll show us where the great deals are. He'll show us, you know, He'll lead us and guide us if we'll just, you know, open our eyes and open our ears and let Him talk to us and let Him be the captain of the ship. He said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll have to flee. But all of this disastrous stuff that's coming on the earth, we need to stand in faith for our children. We need to stand in faith for our homes, for our neighborhoods, our churches, and let these things be what they're supposed to be. We have to defend them. And God will be the great defender, but He wants us to yoke up with Him and lock shields together, because God is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that works in us. This next song is Holy Ground. You know, the blood of Jesus makes the ground holy. And you're standing on holy ground when you fight the good fight of faith. The angels of God come. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those that fear them. Hallelujah to God. That's right. There's angels all around us to help us, to defend us, to fight battles. We're standing on holy ground.
When I walked through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. This is a temple, Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing. Beyond all measure, just to reach out and claim it, for you are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around.
That's right, we're standing in his presence on a holy ground. Scripture says, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. That's a mighty promise. That's a mighty promise. There's angels all around. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. Yeah, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The angels of God, when we speak the word, go to work. And we are so appreciative of that. We have angels to help us. And that is something we cannot minimize when it comes to God's divine protection in this day and hour in which we live. We can't minimize that whatsoever. That is a promise of God that belongs to us. So let's grab a hold of it and thank God for it. And all the things that we're talking about here are ways to fight against the hour in which we live. We live in such a strenuous hour, and things are turned upside down. And things that, you know, we're going to have to play this on one of the broadcasts before too long. But I was listening to one of the Apollo, I think it was Apollo 10 in 1968. They went up. And, you know, of course, they're looking at the Earth and they're saying, my goodness, there's the Earth and we're out here. And all this time later, of course, people have been up there many, many times. But this is the year before they walked on the moon. And this was startling. And he says, I have a message for you back on the Earth. And I want to read to you something out of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the Earth. And boy, I'll tell you what, you could almost never hear that again. And that's how things have changed. They've changed so much from the standards and from the traditions that we've had. And people are saying, well, we don't need the Bible anymore. We don't need truth anymore. All we need is a new world government and everybody get along. But you know what? You put it in the hands of men and they'll mess it up every single time. But I want you to know something. The Bible said in Isaiah 54, verses 8 through 10, he says, though the mountains be removed and shall depart, and the hills be removed, rather. So the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. My kindness shall not depart from you, and neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord that has mercy on thee. Amen. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, For I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. Even though the mountains depart and the hills be removed, my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord. That is a powerful truth, that even though the mountains depart and the hills be removed, God is going to do something mighty with us and make a distinction with his people. He'll have mercy on us. This is David Ingalls.
He is Messiah, the justifier, my sanctifier, redeemer from the curse. He's the chief of shepherds who shall soon appear, a messenger with pretty feet, the Lord who's ever near. He is the fourth man in the fiery smoke. He's the great baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He's our burden bearer, Savior and our Lord. He's the wonder worker, he's the Son of God. With everlasting kindness, the Lord will have mercy on me. Saith my Redeemer, my Lord and my Savior, Jehovah Shalom, Lord of peace. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but your kindness shall not depart from me. With everlasting kindness, the Lord will have mercy on me. He's the faithful pastor, strengthening the faint. He's the Lord, coming with 10,000s of his saints. He's the King of glory, he's the great I am. He's the lover of my soul, the seed of Abraham. He's the living fountain, he is the Prince of Peace. He's the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. Jesus Christ, our leader, keeper of the fold, the captain of salvation, the bishop of my soul. With everlasting kindness, the Lord will have mercy on me. Saith my Redeemer, my Lord and my Savior, Jehovah Shalom, Lord of peace. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but your kindness shall not depart from me. With everlasting kindness, the Lord will have mercy on me. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but your kindness shall not depart from me. With everlasting kindness, the Lord will have mercy on me.
Yeah, though the mountains depart and the hills be removed, your kindness you'll never remove from me. That's extreme. And we're living in extreme days, but we need extreme protection. I love what it says in Isaiah 43. It says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Oh yeah, that's our King, that's our Lord, that's our God. That's our Father, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. He's a man of war, and he fights our battles for us. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful that God is your Father? Oh man, he is amazing. He can do for us what we can't do for ourselves. You know, if God is for us, who could be against us? There's so many truths in the Word of God's divine protection. And if we just catch a hold of it, somebody said, well, but, you know, I just can't, you know, you're just talking about all these things I can't see. Well, guess what? We gravitate to so many dumb things. When you stop and analyze the dumb things, we are gravitating. Some people just hooked on the computer. Look at it, all the dumb stuff. Some people playing, you know, with their little thumbs all day. video game. I'm hooked. And doing stuff that just matters to what? Nothing. And it's like the media, they just want you to be, you know, just glued to that TV set or whatever, so it can just suck the life out of you and suck the dollars out of you. For what? For nothing. It doesn't last. And but God does. I'm not against all the things you can have fun with, but gee, in moderation anyway. Let's be moderate about it. But you know what? There's something about our God that is so wonderful. And no matter what comes against you, if God is for you, no one can succeed as your enemy. I said no one can succeed as your enemy. Yeah. If God is for you, who can be against you? It says in Romans 8. And our God, Chris Tomlin, sings this song about our God. He's a mighty protector. He's for us. No one can succeed as our enemy. Let it sink down into your heart in the name of Jesus.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of ashes we rise.
Our God is greater. Yes, He is. Yes, You are God. You're awesome, Lord. You're a healing kind of God. Let God heal you right now. Lift your hands up and just receive healing. Receive it right now. Yes, Lord. God's breaking bondages right now. Thank You, Lord. There's a healing anointing right now. Just reach out and receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God, You are higher than anything that would ever come against us. You know, we've got to get out of the mentality that we're just survivors. We're just trying to make it through the day. God wants us. He says, you know, the world looks at you and says you're accounted as sheep to the slaughter. But no, in all these things, in nakedness, famine, peril, sword, and all the adversity that comes against you, you are more than conquerors through Him that loved you. You're not just a survivor. Look, read this 23rd Psalm. You don't see a survivor there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Glory to God. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup overflows. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I'm going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not going to fear any evil because You're with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. That's not talking about somebody who's just kind of stumbling around in the darkness, doesn't know where they're going. That's talking about someone who knows their shepherd. And people think it's very humble to just not know anything really about God. Just, well, whatever God wants to do, whenever God wants to do it. God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say, you know, you're confused. He said, go into all the world, touch somebody's life. Oh, yeah, that's what we're going to do, too. We're going to do it. So God gives us, He gives us an attitude that is of an overcomer, not a survivor. And He wants us to realize that Mark 9:27 said, all things are possible to those who believe. Yeah, all things are possible. Let's just pray right now. Let's you and I just join together. If there's somebody close by, just say, let's pray together. Let's invite this into our house. Let's invite this into our job. Let's invite this into the place. Maybe you're the boss and you invite it into your place of work. And maybe you're just the lowest person on the totem pole, so to speak. And you say, well, you know, Lord, I'm going to pray for my boss and my company. And I'm just going to come to work early, 15 minutes. I'm just going to pray, make the coffee, and just because all things are possible to me. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, invade our homes, invade our marriages, invade our relationships, invade our businesses, invade our homes, God. Invade our hearts and enthrone Yourself there, Lord. That all things would be possible to us, that we would not be relegated to smallness, littleness, minuteness, and insignificance. But praise God, we would find new purpose, new plans, new pursuits because of the purity of heaven coming into our hearts through the blood of Jesus. We invite the possibilities of heaven. All things are possible with God, and all things are possible to those who believe. Are you ready to turn the switch of faith on in your life? Say it out loud. Man, I turn the switch of faith on. I'm going to just lift my hands and say, all things are possible to me because God has made a difference in my life. Come on, get excited. Run around the building. Do something. Have fun in God. It's time to rejoice because something good is happening right now as a result of prayer and faith. Oh, let yourself get excited about what can happen when you believe. Amen.
Feet are planted on this rock, and I will not be ashamed.
Yeah, they are. All things are possible with God. All things are possible to those who believe. Ah, man, I'll tell you what. That's an overdrive right there. That's when you're living the high life in God, that all things are possible. And you can take the bull by the horns, amen, and take the Lord at his word and begin to believe him. Hey, I believe we're going to reach 1 million people. And we're going to reach them with Team Edify. And if you want to join this team, we are more than happy to have you on board. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Yeah, that would be a good thing. We really, really would like to have you on board with us. And it's going to be fun reaching people and making God's word known to the earth. That's what it's all about. And Team Edify is one of the ways we do that. Hey, it's time to go. We're at the end of the show. I want to thank Brother Greg Amon and Alan Gutfeld doing a lot of the production here. But those two brothers helping us a lot. You guys are doing a great, stellar job. Thank you very much for all of your help and support. And those of you that support this broadcast in prayer and just standing with us, join Team Edify. Help us in prayer. You know, go out and touch somebody's life. Tell them how important they are to the plan of God. Tell them how important they are to the things of heaven, because it's the truth. We're living in an hour. We need everybody on board. We need the whole body, because it's getting close to the time when Jesus is coming back. That's why we call this program It Is Time, because it is. It's time to keep shouting the victory, to tell somebody. You gotta keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Amen. Well, till next time, don't put it off. Don't put off walking in victory and telling people it's time, because it is time.